We're going to go live to just outside Woodstock, within Woodstock. A few months ago, it might have been a year, the time goes so quickly, we spoke to the great Elliot Landy. If you don't know who he is, you will absolutely know his photographs, because amongst others, Joplin, Morrison, Woodstock, Cocker, I mean, the list is endless, but also took some of the most, a small person called Dylan as well, but also took some of the most iconic, and I use that word really, really well this time around, photographs of the band at the Big Pink. If you don't know what the Big Pink is, shame on you, go away and research, but delighted to be joining me on the line, because last time around he was kickstarting a campaign to get the book going about the band photographs 1968 to 69. It did rather well. Delighted to say joining me live from Woodstock is Elliot himself to tell us all about what's happening next. Elliot, good afternoon from us, good morning to you.
Hi. So did we speak around 8 months ago or so, 9 months ago?
Yeah, it was absolutely that time, so yeah.
At that point, I was doing a book of my Janis Joplin
photo. That was right, yes.
That's right. And then in 2005, I don't know if I talked to you back, 2015 rather, I did a book of my, a Kickstarter campaign to support a book of my band photographs. And that was beautifully published, and I did very well in Kickstarter, and it's out of print now. I have a few copies of it left. A few of them are on sale during this new Kickstarter. New Kickstarter is for a second book of my band photographs. And the reason I am doing a second book of my band photographs is that maybe a year after I did the first one, I was looking on my shelves, as you can see some shelves here, but
yeah,
you can
absolutely
imagine shelves of photographs, because I've been photographing and printing pictures since 1968. And I haven't stopped. It's just maybe I might fade away from it for 6 months or so because I don't have what to photograph or I lose interest. But I always came back to it over the years. So I've got a huge number of boxes and shelves and prints and the whole thing now. And then so maybe a year after I published the first book of band photographs in 2015, I see these boxes on my shelves that say band seconds, band not in first book. Band in first book, and I start going through the boxes, and I was really shocked actually for that a few of my favorite photographs of the band were not in the first book. And as I kept going through the boxes, I kept seeing more and more photographs. They're really, really good photographs, not seconds, not outtakes. There just was no room for them, and it was a 160-page book at that time. So I decided at that point that I would have to do a second book of my band photography. And finally, I'm doing it.
And the thing is, in an age where everything these days is stage managed and PR'd and the image is manipulated to the nth degree, these pictures go back to, I was going to say, a gentler, simpler time, as they say. But these are pictures of the band at Big Pink and the way that the craft was, because they just went and moved there and produced the music and hung out and you were kind of just recording it, basically.
Yeah, well, the pictures weren't all taken at Big Pink because I photographed them. The first session I did with them was the first session was in Toronto, and the second one was at Big Pink. And then after that, they moved away from Big Pink because they got the money from Capitol Records for their contract. So they rented two houses instead of one house. The one house that they called Big Pink because it had pink siding on it, and they were kind of it was joking around when they said, let's go back to Big Pink, meaning the house they lived in. So, but these photographs, to get to the more important part of what we're talking about, what you said, is that this was a simpler time. It was pure. They were doing it just for the love of music. Money had not gotten in the way of their relationships yet or their the way they thought. They had just spent 7 years on the road, traveling, working with both themselves and, I mean, working as, well, that's a mix-up. they just spent 7 years on the road playing music, and then when they hooked up with Bob Dylan, they got the connections to make their own album through Albert Grossman, or did the arrangements on that. And there was no, when I knew them, purity is the word. It's just how you described it. There were no makeup people. There was no advertising people, no marketing people controlling anything that they did. They just were musicians and wanted to play music. And so that's really, it was a simple time. It really was. There was no social media. There was no plotting, planning, maneuvering, positioning. You know, you didn't position your music in the marketplace before it was even recorded. You know, they just did music they wanted to do. And these pictures, I know reflect that, because I'm the same way. I don't plan stuff. I just go there and I film what's in front of me. And so that's what this is. It's a pure record of it.
And I looked at the video that you did on your Instagram, and the thought of your Instagram always tickles me something. And you're talking about it, and you made an observation about it that I hadn't thought of before, but this is 68, 69. And everybody else is getting very psychedelic, and the harder influences of rock are coming in, and we're getting, you know, the 18 day guitar solos and the drum solos, and, you know, the writers getting bigger and the amps are getting bigger, and people are going to Fillmore East and Fillmore West and doing big stadium. It's going to be bigger, you know, Zeppa about to explode on the scene the next year later, and Sabbath and all that sort of thing. And there is, you've called it a softer side to it, because The Band, which in my honest opinion is one of the greatest seminal albums of all time, seems to take its influences from 100 years before, from the Civil War, but also that timeless feeling. Because if people say Woodstock, they just think Jaeger's Farm. But Woodstock is a different community to that. It's that timeless feeling and the instrumentation and the songwriting.
Yes. Well, the reason it was called the Woodstock Festival that happened on a farm owned by Max Yasker was because the people from Woodstock who were planning to do it. And at first they wanted to do it in Woodstock, and the Woodstock, it wasn't meant to be such a giant event as it began. And the Woodstock town didn't want that. And they were forced to go look for locations nearby. It wound up being almost 2 hours by car away from the town itself. But Woodstock was a musical mecca in those days, and it represented just how you described the simplicity and spirituality in Woodstock. By spirituality, I mean coming from the essence of a person rather than coming from the idea concept of a person. And people were just playing what they loved. And so the Woodstock was the town of Woodstock was also the oldest artist community in the United States. It's continually functioning since 1901, actually, as an artist community. So that's what Woodstock stood for, and it was stood for creativity, openness, and improvisation. Which is what art is about, I think, or art can be about. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and in terms of actually subjects to photograph, the band at this stage are absolutely magnificent. I mean, you've got the beautiful, and you've got the interesting, shall we say.
That's so nice. Yes. Yeah. Yes. They were just themselves. And like they decided they wanted to get dressed up in jackets, in what we call sport jackets, something like that, for the pictures. They didn't want to go in jeans, and they didn't want to go in casual clothes. They wanted to honor the fact that they were being photographed for it. And in the first album, they asked me to come up to Toronto to take pictures of all their families, their relatives, and mothers, fathers, uncles, cousins, because in the 60s was a time of revolution and evolution. And in order to evolve or to break away from something, you have to reject something else. And a lot of young people, the culture of the 60s rejected the generation before them, because the generation before them was involved with creating the Vietnam War, was involved with global hunger and all the bad decisions with pollution. And we knew that then back in the 60s. So not only was this 60 generation tossing out what their previous generations had done, but they were tossing out the people who did them in the previous generation, which included their parents and relatives. And the band was saying, hey, our parents raised us. They gave up a lot of their lives, and they paid for us to get our education. They taught us music, and they loved us. And so we need to honor our parents, and we should not be be negative towards our parents. We should be negative towards what happened in the society and the culture. So that's what the band were about personally in that sense. And their music also goes back in the same way. We're not going to throw out what we've done in music until now and create something new. We're going to integrate it with new things that we can do. We're going to use it in a new way. And the pictures, and thank you for saying this, but the pictures really reflect this. There's a style. It was very easy to photograph them. I became friendly with them. They accepted me because I didn't get in their way. When I photograph, I'm very, very careful not to change anything, not to interfere with what the person or people are. I like to photograph the isness of a situation rather than something that I create. So I take great pains to stay out. I don't chat with people. I don't make them smile. I don't want to integrate myself with what they're doing. I want to stay like a fly on the wall is the expression for that. So that allowed me to be there. And they said, come over whenever you want, man. Of course, I've not even noticed, you know. So that's how I got a lot of these really, really quiet. I don't like the word intimate.
That's a great word for it. And also, I mean, I'm sitting in Andalusia in southern Spain, and we go on about the light in Spain. But the light is just amazing. And it gives that sort of, again, I'll go back to that sort of Civil War taking back. It gives that sort of almost, it's not a filter, but I'm rabbiting here, but you know what I'm talking about. It gives that feeling, that gives that depth and texture.
Well, I would always wait for the right time of day to photograph. The right time of day is not in the middle of the day when the bright sun is out. You have to wait until it's either cloudy or else at the end of the day. Beginning of days, we don't see. We sleep at the beginning of the days. But they sleep, I sleep. But it's just a soft light that I wait for because I don't like that glaring harshness of sunlight. So that's what you're referring to. And I'm actually very careful about that when I take photographs outside. It's really important. I just want to mention, I don't know if we fill this out, but now why I'm here is that I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign. It's kickstarter.com to raise funding for a second book of my band photographs. And this book will be the same size, the same number of pages, the same super high quality as the first one was. And it's 12 by 12 inches, which is exactly the size of an LP. So you could put it right next to your LPs of the band on your shelf.
And when you did the first Kickstarter campaign for the first, I mean, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Elliot, but weren't you the most successful Kickstarter in this side of music book history?
Yeah, well, it was at the time Kickstarter's highest funded photography book, period. And now that they've grown to be such a big organization and so on, they've broken out into categories. And it's still the highest funded music photography book ever. But there were a few books, not too many, like on cartoons and video games, really like highly popular stuff that has a super fan base. But my book, there was no merchandising. There was no, it wasn't a social media event at all in those years. So it still was the highest music funded book. And also, so this year it's going more slowly actually than the first one did. But I think that's because I have three more weeks to go. A lot of people wait for the last moment to do things.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's known whenever you have a contest or anything that you got to write in for or whatever, or buy something, it's or a sale, you know, people wait for the last minute to get things. So I'm hoping that it'll go much higher than the minimum, but we're close enough to the minimum now. So I'm sure that it's going to be funded. That's not the problem.
And looking at those images again that were sitting on a shelf, I mean, because they didn't make the first time round, I mean, they are pretty damn good.
They really are. I love photography, and I would never put out anything that's not pretty because it's the reason I'm doing this is for the love of the photographs. I saw these pictures in the boxes unused, and I said, wow, that's one of my favorite pictures. There were a bunch of these that were I considered my best. There just wasn't room for them in the first book. Also, in the Kickstarter campaign, what I'm doing is, along with taking pledges for the to buy the new volume is I've offered a lot of band photographs at 30 to 50% discount off what my normal prices are. So in addition to supporting the book, you're also able to save really a good bit of money. Of course, the prices will go back to the normal pricing.
And for those who don't know, of course, the gallery, I mean, you say, you know, it's quite strange and old school, but your gallery online, I go do the research this afternoon's interview, and then I find myself scrolling and looking, because there's the beautiful shots of the band, and then there are the full-on concert shots, Jimmy, as we said before, Janice, and you just get lost, don't you? It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you. First of all, it's elliotlandy.com is my website. And it looks a little bit old fashioned because it was done a while ago, but I wanted to make it so that it was a gallery. I didn't want to make a sales website, a website where every moment you're hit with a price and that's what it's for. So I created my website primarily as a gallery, and you don't see prices unless you want to see them. So basically you can just push on the forward button and go from one picture to the next. Or go backwards or make it larger and so on. And I do have an e-shop with maybe 20, 25 pictures with prices on it and so on. If you want to buy something else, you have to write to me. But it was important to me to keep the integrity of the vision of why I, as a little boy, became a photographer. And I don't photograph unless I'm really inspired to take pictures, because I take an inspiration comes because I see something that I love and I think other people would enjoy it also. So I wanted to keep that in the website so you can just go there and, like you did, get lost in it, not be distracted by prices and this and that and offers. And I don't take advertising for the website. It's there for a guy, which is the reason I took pictures in the first place, just to share them. And I still feel totally strong about that. And I'm grateful that I'm getting to do that more now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just, in case you hadn't noticed, today is St. Patrick's Day. And I just want to ask you a quick question about Van Morrison, because you got hold of him when he was in Woodstock in 69 and took some, and he had a spot on his forehead, did he, in the pictures?
A pimple, right.
Yeah, a pimple.
Well, you can only see some of the outtakes of that, because what happened was that Warner Brothers called me up and they said, you know, go take a picture. And there was no business deal at all. You know, he's up the road, he's near you. So I did, and I get there, and he's got this really big pimple, not just a little thing, but really a big bump on his forehead, you know, like that. But fortunately, the way I took photographs, the way I like to do portraits in the beginning, that was kind of the beginning years of photography for me, was I always would go like this, just cut people's foreheads off, not on purpose, but I would move back and forth until it looked balanced enough. And very often the forehead wasn't there. And I'd often get a criticism, like when I could go to magazines or something like that, or art directors in record companies, not that many, but often enough, people, well, you cut off his forehead or her forehead. Why'd you do that? You know, and the answer is, because it looks good, duh. You know, but in those years, the record album cover was like Frank Sinatra, Perry Como. It was like the whole picture, nothing but the picture, and the picture that looks like it could be taken at a wedding, you know, like that. There was no artistic, there was very few had artistic value to them. So I had the kind of equipment that would allow me to go close up into his face and not show that big pimple on his forehead.
Absolutely brilliant.
Also one of my favorite photographs. It looks very much like a Van Gogh portrait. It's quite amazing. On the cover of Moondance, we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's like you said, one of the great things about the band, let's get back to the book we're talking about, is it's that period of time. And then obviously 70s hit and things get a bit crazy and everybody goes off in different directions. So again, it's capturing, as I said before, without getting too schmaltzy, a very, very special time.
I love schmaltzy. My wife complains that I like schmaltzy movies. I said, why not? It's about happiness. It's about happy people. It comes out well in the end. And I sleep well after that.
Well, we're looking forward to, as always, it's wonderful to speak to you. If people want to get on board, fund the Kickstarter, get themselves a copy of the band Photographs Volume 2, where's the best place to go to, Elliot?
Go to Kickstarter.com. and then you search for my name, Elliot Landy, and then you'll see the campaign there. And there are a few copies of the first book. The first book is out of print, is not available. You can't even find, you can barely find secondhand copies of it. I know, of course, people have asked me about that, and I said, I looked. And so there's some copies of the first, not many, because I'm going to hold some back for forever.
Yeah.
Actually, for family and new friends, so I have things to give out. But there's not many left, and that was a beautiful book, also. And I'm gonna mimic the look and the feel of that book. My idea in making a book was to present photographs more than to tell a story. It calls the band Photographs. That's the name of the book. So I have a lot of full page pictures, and it's there just to look and digest the photograph and get the feeling, because we love the band's music, or any music, because of how it makes us feel. So when I take a photograph, I select it and choose it as the photograph that I want to show because of how it makes me feel when I look at it, more so than the information that's in there. So that's what the second book will be. Really nice pictures that'll make you feel good, I hope.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, the photographs are so wonderful that they speak. You don't need a whole thing of text telling you how we shot, who we shot, what they had for breakfast. Just keep it simple.
You beautifully said, really, really well summarized. Thank you. That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's Kickstarter.com, Elliot Landy, and there's 2.5 more weeks to go. Maybe 3, I'm not sure.
Well, after this interview, I'm sure we'll get that last minute rush, Elliot, to get in there at the final thing. I urge listeners, if you've got any sort of interest in music, to go forth and check out the Kickstarter campaign, and go and have a look at Elliot's beautiful website, because if you're into your music, or you're of a certain page, it's absolutely wonderful. Elliot, We talked about Janice. It was wonderful. We're talking about the band today. It's also wonderful. Elliot, thank you so much for your time today.
Delightful. Really. Thank you. Bye.